Folks, up next, Patti Millette. And when I thought of Patti and her story, I thought of Paul Brandt's song, Hold On. Have a little listen.
You will find you at the bottom of a bottle. You will find you at the needle's end. You will find you when you beg and steal and borrow. You will follow you into a stranger's bed. You will find you when they serve you with the papers. You will find you when the locks are changed again. You will find you when you've called in all your favors. You will meet you at the bridge's highest ledge. So baby, don't look down, it's a long way. The sun'll come around to a new. So hold on, love will find you. Hold on, he's right behind you now. Just turn around and love will find you. Find you when the doctor's head is shaking. You will find you in a boardroom lucid day. You will crawl into the foxhole where you're praying. You will curl up in your halfway empty. Baby, don't believe that it's over. Maybe you can't see around the corner. So hold on, love will find you. Hold on, he's right behind you now. Just turn around. Between two thieves in the darkness, love must believe you are worth it. You're worth it.
Probably one of my favorite Paul Brandt songs that he's ever done. Wow, powerful stuff. Hold On, really, is what it's called. And when I think of that song, I think of Patti Millette's story as well. In her book, Nowhere But Up, Patti Millette shares for the first time in detail about the pain and abandonment she experienced as a child, the sexual abuse she suffered for years, the severe depression she wrestled with as a teen, the deep struggles she faced as a single mom, and the faith she's learned to cling to through dark times. Raw honesty, really, is what this book is all about. And she kind of spills the truth about a lifetime of moments that were punctuated by pain yet permeated with grace. Great line. And the journey that's brought her to where she is today. On the Drew Marshall Show, Patti Millette. Hi, Patti.
Hi.
Welcome to Canada again.
Thank you.
You know, when I told people that you were going to be on our show today, they said, oh, what are you going to ask her? What are you going to ask? What are you going to, you know, everyone gets in a little tizzy about this. And I said, well, I'm going to say to her, the first thing I'm going to say to her is, you're gorgeous, you're rich, you're famous, you're single. How's that working for you?
I'm not complaining.
I guess not. Does everyone try to set you up with someone these days?
No, actually, no. I don't know. It's only been a short while since Justin turned 18, since I started dating again, but it's still new.
Well, Justin thinks that your book is going to change a lot of people's lives. Obviously, that's why you wrote it, I'm assuming. So specifically, Patty, how do you hope it will impact people?
Well, I know that, when people used to share things that they were able to come through, when I was going through really difficult things, it used to help me a lot. And so I know the power of story. And so I just know with Justin's platform and you know, me now having 1.5 million Twitter followers that all call me mom, I wanted to take the platform seriously and to be able to share my story and help other people that might be going through similar situations.
Well, there's no question that the country music industry has been waiting for your book to come out for years, because there's so much hurting in this book. Oh, my goodness. So let me skim through this, because I know you've gone through this a million times with people, so I don't want to bore you with the details that you already know, but I want to let our listeners know. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong on any of these. I'm going to fly through this real quick. Single mom at 18, father left when you were 3, sister killed by a car when you were 5, or when she was 5? When she was 5.
Yeah.
Sexually abused from the age of 4, 2 different abusers. At 14, drugs and booze, sexually abused by a friend's grandfather while on a camping trip. 15, lost your virginity, date rape, left home, lived with a bunch of guys. 17, suicide attempt, didn't get hit by the truck. But the suicide attempt obviously ended you up. I'm sounding like I'm from Nashville. Ended you up in the hospital. And in the hospital, you began your God journey. You had an encounter with God. And that's kind of, is that a good summary? Did I get that?
Yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Well, thanks for talking, Patty. All the best. can you explain to me the encounter with God thing? Because I've been doing this show for 10 years, and in the last 3 years, I've been whining and griping and complaining like a good Canadian about the fact that I really haven't had any encounters with God that I'm aware of. And yet you had this weird one with sparkle dust in your open heart, and I don't know. What the heck was that all about?
No, you know, I was so just desperate to say, okay, God, if you're real, something's got to change. If you created me with a plan and a purpose, let's see it, because I'm not doing so well, and I don't want this life. And I just was really raw and real and just cried out. And just as I closed my eyes, I just saw, and also when I was praying, I was like, I don't know if if Jesus, you're real and you can forgive me, if it's too far gone, I don't know, because I'm living this life of sleeping around, stealing, drugs, alcohol, just this crazy life. So if it's too far, I understand. And so when I was praying, I saw this vision, this picture in my head, a picture of my heart, and it opened. And I saw all this, I know it sounds cheesy, but I saw this like sparkle dust, like gold dust, pour into this heart. And I just knew somehow it represented love. And I'd been so love-starved from my childhood and the abuse and all the stuff growing up. And it filled up so much till not one tiny speck could fit in more. And then it closed and it turned bright white, like I had been purified and cleansed. And I had this presence come over me and I just started weeping. And it was so real that I just had to start seeking and searching who God really is and what he's all about.
Why can't I get that? I mean, I don't necessarily want the sparkle dust and it's a little too chicky for me. Like a sledgehammer upside my head is probably what's going to happen. But man, anyway. But that wasn't you didn't sort of clean up your act totally at that particular point in time. Did you not start hanging out with your old friends and your old influences again?
I did. Yeah. I started going back to, hanging out with the old friends and doing same old. And that's when I ended up pregnant 6 months later.
So March 1st, 1994, Jesse became Justin.
Mm-hmm. He did. I called him Jesse.
That's my daughter's name, but that's neither here nor there. Justin's father, Jeremy Bieber, I don't know. This is a totally inappropriate question, probably. But does Justin want you and his dad to get back together? Because we always see that in the, like, the movie of the week. You know, the kid from the broken home and wants mom and dad to get back together eventually.
Sure. I think that every kid wants, you know, would love to see their parents get back together. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We've never spoke about it, but I can imagine that would be true.
What do you miss about pre-fame, Patty? You know, pre-YouTube, pre-scooter.
Pre-scooter. I loved, you know, just it was me and Justin, you know, always, and I didn't have to share him with the whole entire world. So I miss that part a lot. Miss having him, just me and him, you know, and obviously being able to go out for breakfast and not worry about if I'm going to have paparazzi pictures all over the place. But yeah, I think it's been such a blessing, and this everything's just been this amazing whirlwind, and I'm really not complaining.
I've got a couple of disconnected phrases that I've written down here, and I have no idea I just didn't know how to formulate this question. So, at the risk of sounding like a total, you know, dork here, let me just throw out these phrases: daddy issues, shame, trusting men.
Mm-hmm.
Because your dad split, right, when you were young, everything I've read and heard, there was a fair number of years where you were, you know, pretty promiscuous, as they say. Mm-hmm. I just wonder about the shame that comes with, you know, whatever was. And then as you move forward, you know, where does trusting men fit in with all of this? You know, I mean, you've taken a sabbatical from dating, have you not?
Yeah, I did, yeah. You know, the last few years while Justin was in this whirlwind, I told him that I would wait until he was 18 to start dating again. But certainly, you know, with you know, my dad abandoning me at such a young age, and then all the abuse and stuff that started happening from such a young age, it really skewed my view of men and of purity and you know, all that's good. And so... yeah, it's been quite a journey of healing and figuring out who I am and what I'm worth.
Yeah, I mean, like, how do you go from, these are your words, so if someone's listening to this interview and thinking, Marshall, you are such a jerk, why would you phrase it that way? But how do you go from almost becoming a prostitute to committing to not having sex until you get married?
I think, you know, for me, with all the sexual abuse and all the stuff that had just really twisted how I saw, you know, men and sex and life, I think I just had lost so much value in myself and self-worth. And so when I had that encounter with God and started seeking out who God is and who he made me to be and what my, you know, who I am, I just started also seeking a lot of counseling and getting healing. And so just through that whole journey is the whole process of me saying, okay, I want to know that I believe that I'm valued and I believe that I'm valuable.
Patty, I've talked to a lot of women over the years who have been abused, and some of them wonder if there's a vibe or an energy that they give off which attracts the abuser or attracts abusers. Especially, I know a couple of ladies who have been abused multiple times by multiple men, and they just wonder if there's some sort of, you know, even a spirit thing that they give off that attracts abuse. Have you ever heard of that sort of conversation?
Yeah, definitely. I personally think that, you know, when you are treated a certain way for so long, you know, especially in your younger years, you develop, like, you just get used to, I don't know how to explain it, but you just, like, attract the what's comfortable. What's comfortable is what's familiar, I guess.
Right.
And I think that even, like, bad people, bad relationships can become familiar to you, and that's just sort of what you find yourself attracted to and what you sort of give off. And so I think that that's why a lot of... people that have been abused especially just keep getting in the wrong relationships because they keep being attracted to the wrong kind of people.
Patty Millette, she's the author of Nowhere But Up, the story of Justin Bieber's mom. Patty, in writing this book, were there any memories that came up which totally took you by surprise?
You know, I've been sharing my story now for a while, since before Justin started his career. So I've been used to sharing some of these stories. But in writing them, it really was a whole different thing, editing and living it and then reliving it and reliving it. Hmm. So, you know, it was definitely furthering my healing journey. But I noticed that going through my old journals, I really disliked that person, you know, that teenager. I couldn't believe the things that I thought and said and did, and just really despised her through this journey. And I have this saying that I always say: those that are the hardest to love need it the most. And so in sharing with my sister about how I was hating this teenage girl, she said, you know, she was really hurting, and you just need to love her. And so, yeah, it's been really interesting.
I got my girlfriend pregnant when I was 20. Ended up marrying her, and it's been 24 years now. But what advice would you give me to make sure my kids don't make the same mistake I made? You know, have you thought that? Well, I'm sure you've thought it through, but, you know, this is what happened to you, 18 years old, you're pregnant, Justin, oh my goodness, single mom, and you say of all the things that you've gone through, that was the worstest, that's a real word, because the loneliness that came with that, and so, I'm relating to that whole kind of deal, except, you know, we got married, et cetera, but man, I'm terrified. I do not want either of my kids to get knocked up early.
Yeah. I think conversation is good. I think keeping an open dialogue and talking with your kids is really important. My parents never talked to me about a lot of things. I mean, I just think it's really important to keep conversation open, encourage them for, you know, to really calculate the future and the risk and things involved. And I don't know.
You know, Christian parents constantly, and to be honest, all sorts of parents, and not just Christian parents, but parents are having to hold back the tidal wave of culture, right? It just seems like it's so exhausting pushing back. You know, what are you watching on TV? What are you listening to? What are you, blah, blah, blah. How are you dressing? Are you going to go out like that? Whatever. But you are the mom of the biggest name in that culture. How do you hold back all the negative stuff?
Man, it's tough because I really don't want to be so overbearing that I'm going to sort of push them the other way, but I want to, I just tried my best to instill the values and why and really talk to him about, you know, things. And there is a lot of junk in this culture, and there is a lot of stuff that I wish I could shield him and everyone else from, but, I don't know. Again, I just think just talking through it, reading through lyrics and saying, what does this mean? And what are you coming, you know, what are you agreeing with by singing along with this song? And I don't know. I just think conversation does so much.
Yeah. I go down to L.A. sometimes, and I stay near Calabasas, which, by the way, has a killer farmer's market. Absolutely amazing. I don't know if you've ever been to it. But one time I was there, it was right around the time of that whole paparazzi junk that Justin and Selena had to endure, which makes me wonder. You seem just like the sweetest thing in the whole world. You know, Patty Millette, the sweetest thing in the whole world. What does it take for Mama Bear to come out? Does Patty Millette ever snap?
Yeah, I get angry, for sure. I don't, you know, when the paparazzi and stuff like that is around, it's so hard for me to watch him have to navigate through that whole thing, because it's just not a natural thing that most people have to do. And it's so hard when the law favors the paparazzi over the human being. Mm. And it's just seen time and time again where, you know, that's the case. And it's super frustrating. And I don't know, I haven't had any specific run-ins, but I am really tenacious. If you put me in the right position.
I'd like to see that. Can I just say, I would really like to see Patty Millette, just, I don't know, the Mama Bear come out. Hey, listen, a buddy of mine named George Strombolopoulos ambushed you with a PSA that Emmanuel Lewis did, otherwise known as Television's Webster, about you know, bad touching. And I watched that clip, and boy, it was so cool to see you. I don't know, as an interviewer, it was nice to see you, you know, break a little bit. That just sounds horrible, but you were just so real and vulnerable at that moment. It was so nice to see that. So, but I'm really bugged at Strombo because he stole my thunder. I like to do that with my guests. So this is the only clip, and we'll finish with the interview with this. This is the only clip that I want to bring up at this point in time. This is from back in the day when you first went on 100 Huntley Street. Have a listen to this.
You can Google Justin. Patty, tell us a bit about what's happening now in Justin's life. This is hot off the presses.
Yeah, actually, Justin is not just healthy like I prayed, but like I said, he's really talented. He's been putting up videos on YouTube, and he is now the number one most subscribed to musician in Canada on YouTube.
On YouTube.
And number 20th in the world.
20th in the world.
And we met him here.
Yeah.
He sang for us in the green room earlier.
What a voice. You would never believe could come out of
And
out
a voice
of
that's caught it's the beautiful. Attention of some pretty high up people.
Yeah, he was being courted by the different music labels, and I don't know if you know of Justin Timberlake and Usher were actually.
I don't know if you've heard of Justin Timberlake or Usher.
We just signed with the music label, and we're moving in about a week to the U.S. So it's a big step, and he's got a long journey and great plans.
Anyway,
congratulations.
Anyway, so does that take you back a little bit, Patty?
That does. That's crazy.
That's so funny. They're saying, you know, 20th in Canada, and, you know, you've got 27 Twitter followers. I don't know, whatever, right? I mean, now he's the king of the world, and as far as all that stuff is concerned. All right, well, obviously life has changed, and, you know, things are different, but you're still a Canadian, right?
Absolutely.
All right, what's the name of our coffee shop up here?
Tim Hortons.
All right, very good. You get a golf clap. Well done. Patty, listen, thank you so much for spilling your guts in this book. You know, you could just as easily have stayed in the shadows and, you know, just let, you know, your son, Justin Bieber, have all the glory and whatever. You know, I'm just mom. You know, typically that's what moms do. They just sit back and raise up the kids. But it was brave of you, and I think it was right of you to put this book out now. So on behalf of these women that I meet all the time who've just gone through so much crap, thank you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Enjoy your day, Patty Millett.
Thank you so much. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Patty Millett on the Drew Marshall Show. What a neat lady. Neat lady. Well, of course, here's a wee song from the lad, Justin Bieber. Have a listen. We're going to take a short break.
I close my eyes and pray.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show, and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.